Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the Embrace Your Neurostyle series. And today's topic is, it's okay to not be okay. I just want to do a really sacred pause for anyone out there that is struggling with depression, sadness, anxiety, spiritual crisis, and is finding it just really tough to be on earth right now, whether it's because of the pandemic, financial strife, long-standing mental health challenges, domestic violence, divorce, any change that you're going through. I just wanted to really do this show. And it was actually, I want to say it was in honor. I want to devote this topic of it's okay to not be okay to anyone that's ever lost a family member or a loved one to suicide. Also, I want to champion anyone that's listening to this that's ever thought about taking their life. I know I'm on the front lines as an adult and child integrative psychiatrist. I've been in practice for over 20 years. And, you know, if you look at my social media feed, if you look at my shows, I don't actually say the S word that often. Why? Because I look at it as, how can we get people to emotionally love themselves enough to reach out for help for whatever reason to stay on earth? So I will say it, you know, we're talking about suicide prevention. And I think that one of the biggest challenges for humanity right now is that, number one, we do not have enough mental health providers to provide for the need for humanity. So one thing I am doing is organically building my audience to show all the different dimensions of who I am, that I'm not only a Western medicine doctor, but that I'm also an intuitive, I'm a creator, and that we need more shows. We've got them. We've got some people that are influencers that have really stepped up in the world talking about mental health, reducing the stigma. But I felt like, I don't know if anyone felt like this yesterday, I felt like, yes, the news on Sunday, January 30th, the news of finding out, I want to do a sacred pause in honor of Chesley Christ. She was a bright light in the world. She was Miss USA. She was an attorney, social activist. And from the sounds of it, everyone that knew her loved her. And she, I know, would want to be remembered for all the good things and all the inspiration. But obviously this soul, from what I know I wasn't there. Right now they're saying that it was an actual suicide. But, you know, that's to be announced. But I just want to use this. When I found out and saw that in the news, for me personally, it felt like a frying pan just hit me. It took me back to every single interview or person I've ever helped. In that moment, you know, as a doctor, when they share that they're just, it's unimaginable to live on earth. And I will tell you, when someone is at that point where they're feeling that hopeless, that in despair, the world usually looks very gray to them. They can't imagine. They can't even think of it. They don't even think about how many people would miss them. They can't even sometimes realize that there's a reason to live. And I don't know Chesley's unique situation. I did read her memoir, some articles she wrote about the pressure that she was having, being in the spotlight, some of the judgment that she was getting on social media, that she was too old, and that one of her fears was that she was going to sort of age out. And now I don't, you know, as a doctor and as a creator of shows and content, I am not someone that understands the pressure that it would be like to be in that Miss USA, Miss Universe, where most of the initial impressions that people would have on me would be my beauty, my age, my this. I will say, being a female, that I do believe that there still is a big, big emphasis in society on looks, on things that are just more kind of surface. I'm hoping that humanity is doing deeper dives and realizing how amazing we all are as souls And a lot of my different shows I've done have been on agelessness, beauty, self-acceptance. I did a show on your journey to body love. But Chesley Crist, when I read that she took her life, I felt the suffering, the collective suffering of humanity. And I wrote in my Instagram post, when I read this news yesterday, my stomach felt very ill, beyond what words can describe. My soul not only felt the level of deep pain and sorrow for her suffering and her loved ones, but for the collective suffering of humanity. I'm on the front lines of mental health for over 20 years and can tell you from my professional and human experience that the level of hopelessness that one feels when they are contemplating suicide is one of despair that words cannot even describe. It is okay to not be okay. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to say no. It is okay to take time off. It is okay to be human. I believe in eternity, and I am asking the spirit of Chesley and all of the seeds of love, kindness, and inspiration she planted blossom and help others to shine bright, yet be vulnerable and ask for help. Every moment we have here on earth is sacred. So let's reach out to one another, ask each other how we're doing, check in, allow grace, imperfection, forgiveness, reverence, and feelings. With my deepest condolences, Dr. Denise. Reverent remembrance for an earth angel. Rest in peace, Chesley. So I just want to let you know that yesterday, in between patients, I was taking time to share things like that on media, but it was also taking me back through all the years that I have listened to people that are at this point of not wanting to be here on earth. And I will tell you that even though we have shows, movies, documentaries, radio shows, TikTok videos on the importance of mental health awareness, somehow, somewhere in the universe, it might be you, it might be someone you love, it's just not enough. It was not enough for Chesley Crist. Whatever was going on in that moment of time, she could not imagine staying on earth. And so I just want you to know, one of my biggest passions and the reason why I started the Dr. Denise Show and all the different series is to change the way we all think, talk, and act about mental health in every way, in our media, in our schools, in our homes, all ages, all kind, all gender, all sexuality, that all of us matter. We all matter. And the concept of neurostyle, that word is so non-stigmatizing that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. Biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and also intuition. And I think that I feel like Chesley, the timing of her leaving the planet is right at the time when I feel like humanity is suffering so much with the pandemic. It was almost like a scorecard of the suffering that's going on this planet. And I'm saying enough is enough. We need to be in the place of hope. We need to reach out. We need to call and check on our friends. We need to have deep, deep, deep compassion when someone's suffering. We have no idea. Oftentimes we have perception mismatches, whether it be with politics, with regard to the pandemic. We need to have unity and we need to know that we're there for one another and that we are not alone. Remember, you are not alone. And so please, please, everyone, no matter where you are in the world, take a time to reflect. Take time. Pick up the phone. Write a note to someone. Let them know you love them. Reach out to a professional, a doctor, a spiritual leader, a nurse, someone if you are suffering. And also here in the United States, there's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. And I'm going to be doing another show this week on staying sane with Kathleen O'Toole. We're going to do a deep dive on this. And I just want to let you all know that I'm thinking of you. And I did a lot of prayer yesterday. I was asking the spirit of Chesley to kind of inspire all of us to figure out a way to have the ability to stay on earth. And I want to do a deep, deep honoring of all of her loved ones. I'm sending you guys so much love and so much compassion. And for all of you out there, if you've ever lost anyone to suicide, or if you're struggling, please know that you matter and that there is help out there and there is hope. All right. I'm sending deep love for humanity, and I'm going to keep going on with my day, but I just needed to do a sacred pause and just let you know how passionate I am about people not feeling alone and that there is help. Thank you, everyone, and have a safe week. And also, hopefully, we're going to start seeing humanity have less suffering in the rest of 2022.